This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Developmental reading disorder, or dyslexia, is the most common of learning disabilities. It often manifests as difficulty in learning to read or spell fluently, resulting in poor performance on written tests. Abelardo Gonzalez is a software developer formerly based in New Hampshire, and he's creator of Open Dyslexic, an open-source computer font designed to help make reading easier for those who suffer with dyslexia. Welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
You are not dyslexic yourself, so how did you first get the idea to create a font that would help people with dyslexia read?
Well, I have had, difficulties reading, like just distractions as I'm reading and such. So, like, I kind of grew up with things to deal with it. I did read with an index card on every line on a page of a book kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used Comic Sans quite a bit.
That's a font, right?
Yeah. So I guess a couple of years back, I got introduced to the idea of a dyslexia typeface. I found some of them to be very easy to read for me, and I got pretty excited, and I tried to get my hands on one, but they were all, like, prohibitively expensive. Some of them were just out of the reach of the common person because it was only available to publishers and such. So I was talking with some friends, and they said, well, why don't you just make one and make it open source? And it seemed like a good idea, and I went ahead with it.
So how does a font that is easier for a dyslexic to read differ? What distinguishes it?
There's different things like the spacing between the letters and making certain things wider, more distinguished. For some people, they have issues where the letters may misalign or rotate on a page. So for that, there's consistently across the bottom of all the letters and characters, it's heavier. So just in case you do have an issue with that, you at least know where down is as a direction. Every character is unique. If you look at Helvetica or Gil Sans and some other popular typefaces, you'll notice things like the P, the D, the B, and the Q are pretty much exactly the same. They're just rotated around. And things like that could cause difficulty. So each of those has a unique design to help differentiate it, in addition to having a heavier bottom so you know where its down is.
What kind of research did you have to do to create this font?
I got a group of friends together that were definitely diagnosed with dyslexia, and I did a lot of iteration, building the typeface every day and frequently sending updates to them. There were some studies I looked at, and I put them on the website. And there were a lot of other typefaces I looked at, even stuff that wasn't specifically dyslexia typeface, but has been mentioned as really good for people with dyslexia, like Indica, Apple Casual, Lexia Readable, Sassoon, Comic Sans. But in the end, what we wound up doing was taking Bitstream VeriSans, which was a very nice font to begin with, and we kind of used that as a base to build from.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of went from there.
When you say you made it open sourced, what do you mean by that? People can contribute their own ideas or just take it for free?
It means a couple of things as far as this typeface is concerned. I pretty much made it freely available to anybody that wants to use it. So if you're another developer, big hardware company, or an IT organization or a school, you could download the typeface for free and install it on your computer. If you want to contribute, like, directly to it, the source code is online. So anybody could go in and make the changes and send the changes back to me for inclusion, or just kind of make their own branch. I've had a lot of people contribute different ideas. Initially, the B looked too similar to the D, so that was changed and things like that.
You mentioned that a lot of people have fed back to you about Open Dyslexic. It's kind of taken off. Have you been surprised by its success?
I have, because it initially started out as a hobby project. And my idea was going to be, you know, if it's helpful to you, great, use it. And just the feedback and response was so immense. We just kept on working on it. It's been an interesting ride.
So if somebody who didn't have any type of dyslexia, would they find it at all difficult to read Open Dyslexic font?
I find that everybody's unique. And I have had some people come back to me and say, you know, I don't have dyslexia. This thing's horrible and I hate it. Some other people have come back to me and said, I don't have dyslexia, but I still love it. I've even gotten emails from people that have said, I saw your font, I don't have dyslexia, but I decided to go see a doctor or someone to see if I had it. because I thought the font was so awesome, and they told me I had it, and I never knew.
Abelardo Gonzalez, software developer and creator of Open Dyslexic. That's a font developed to increase readability for people with dyslexia. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find a link to Open Dyslexic's website and directions to download the font at wordofmouthradio.org.